Well, we've always got this help standing by whenever Liz Pierce comes in from Commonwealth Parenting, and one of the tougher subjects to tackle she's taken on this morning. Let's say good morning now to Liz Pierce from Commonwealth Parenting. Good morning, darling.
Morning.
All right, so we're going to talk about ADHD this morning and the topic making sense of it all, because it is not an easy subject.
It's really not. That's what makes it so frustrating, I think, and exhausting for families that are dealing with ADHD, because it's not easy to understand. There's so many different levels of the symptoms that you can exhibit. There's so many different coexisting conditions that a person can have. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating to be a family that struggles with ADHD.
All right, so what's step one?
Well, you know, the information and learning as much as you can is step one, because there's new research all the time. And finding a doctor that you feel comfortable with, talking to about this, getting a good evaluation is definitely the first step. You want to get a thorough evaluation of a child, because the diagnosis is tricky, because, like I said, there's so many different levels of it and different symptoms. Mm. You have to figure out if there's something else going on in the child's home. There may be something temporary that is mimicking the symptoms, something like a divorce or something that's some stress in the home, finances perhaps, that can make a child a little more fidgety and hyperactive. May not necessarily mean they are ADHD.
Something big going in, a grandpa could have died or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's right.
And obviously it's going to have a big impact on them.
That's right.
All right.
That's
so right. So we go through and we rule out all these other things.
Right.
And so then what?
Well, then what? That's yeah. right. Well, you want to get three types of evaluations as part of this whole assessment. Mm-hmm. You want to get a medical evaluation from the pediatrician. You want to get an educational evaluation from the child's teachers. And you want to get a psychological evaluation. You really want to get a whole picture of this child. Then you can really look at the best treatment options, whether it's medication, behavioral treatment, all different types of things are out there.
Now, if you leave out any one of those three, the medical, educational, and psychological, if you leave out any one of those three, you're probably not getting the picture you need.
That's right.
And the psychological is very important.
That's exactly right. You want the best person to get your assessment through is a licensed medical professional, a licensed mental health professional, because those folks will have the most up-to-date research. They'll have different treatment options that you can look into, and different resources in the community.
Hmm. Let's talk about medication, because that's always a real sticking point as far as ADHD goes.
That's right. You know, medication can seem like a magic bullet, but these are Schedule I drugs. You have to be very careful about putting a child on medication. You want to make sure that the reason you're using the medication is that they are impaired. Their ability to function is impaired, and that's when you prescribe medication. When a psychiatrist prescribes the medication, then it can be followed up by the pediatrician. But we always try to have a psychiatrist evaluate the child and prescribe that medication.
I actually have a question.
Sure.
About that. If your child is diagnosed with ADHD, is this something that they, you know, have the potential to grow out of, or is this something they're going to be stuck with their whole lives? I mean, because I know you work a lot with behavioral and, you know, things like that.
Right. There's actually some brand new research that's saying a lot of it can be developmental, and that it can, in some cases, you can grow out of it. I think the rates I've been looking at are about half and half, so it's not as hopeful as you would think. But there is new research out there, and they're saying that a lot of it is developmental and can be.
But just like something like dyslexia, which, you know, obviously that stays with you your whole life.
Right.
You know, that can be overcome, and you can learn behaviors that help you become a, you know, productive member of society. I think ADHD is probably the same.
That's it. And when you get these evaluations and set up all the different options for your child, you're setting up a success for life. If you don't look at all the different things that are going on in a child's life, you might miss something that they're going to struggle with even more. So if you have all pieces in place, the education, the physical, the psychological, then you have the best chance at giving them good feelings, good self-esteem, and some tools to cope with this if they do have it the rest of their life.
Liz Pierce is here with us every Wednesday morning at about this time, and we try to get you some basic information. But if you'd like to know more, you've got something coming up this Saturday morning, and this goes from 9 a.m. to 1.
That's right.
And it's a seminar called Making Sense of ADHD, and you can get into detail on some of the topics we've touched on today. Local experts will be there, and there'll be plenty of times for question and answers. And hopefully, if you have some questions, you can go to our website, live98.com, and we'll hook you up with Commonwealth Parenting. Good advice this morning. Thank you, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
Always good advice from Commonwealth Parenting. And again, just go to our website, live98.com, keyword wake up.